Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Primetime on Football Friday, 1080 The Fan.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth, it is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Make the Fan your favorite station and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
That's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing.
On 1080 The Fan.
That's right, bitch.
Hey-o. Rob coming in hot.
That's right.
I like the music I like.
I do too. I do too, Jace. We are partying here. It is a Friday show, guys. Isaac, me, Suk right over there, and Mike Lynch. We have coming up in the news, we got to get you ready for, you know, there's kind of a big Seahawks game. We're spending all this time on Stony Brook.
And Idaho.
What about the Titans?
Yeah.
Who Titans, Seahawks.
Atrocious in week one. And Seattle looked really good. And we've talked about sucker bets. I mean, I fell for one last. We literally talked about this when we were making our picks. Be careful with some of these lines, because I think there's like six of them this week in the NFL that it just looked too good to be true. And that Washington line, to me, looked a little too good to be true.
And look at that.
And sure enough, New York should have won that game.
I didn't see it.
Multiple. You didn't see it?
I was playing tennis. Remember, I had my big seppuku. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I'm still here, so guess who won?
Did you get your car broken into?
No.
Oh, that's good.
No.
It was really good.
Thankfully.
I mean, all the primetime games minus the Saints blowout, they've been really good. Like, and that was an entertaining game back and forth.
Did the Giants play well?
Yes.
Are they all right?
Well, the weirdest thing about Washington and New York, and I liked Washington, right? I thought Washington was going to win this division. I'm starting to put a question mark around that, but it's 2 weeks. I will not overreact. I told you, I don't make any sort of judgment until 4 weeks into an NFL season. Every year, they talk about this all the time in the NFL. They break it into quarters, right? Now there's an overtime because there's a 17th game, but you just go in 4 week clips. But through the first 2 weeks, the Giants and Washington, both of their defenses have been bad. And those were good defenses last year. Washington's defense was one of the best in the NFL. And through 2 weeks, their defense has not been good at all. And who's kept Washington in games and who won them the game last week or last night was their offense. And Heinicke played real well. And now I got the little help there with the offsides, but the Giants had multiple opportunities to close that thing out and with just simple plays, and they couldn't, which is vintage Giants. But both of those offenses have looked pretty good, minus a bad turnover or two.
Maybe that's just the new NFL.
Yeah, maybe
that offense is going to trump defense for teams like this.
It's possible. Or, you know, again, defenses can get better because, you know, training camps are truncated. You're not doing a lot of tackling, but.
Well, Washington's defensive front is legit.
Really good.
That'll show up.
You would think. It's just so
maybe
far.
Give credit to Jason Garrett last night.
Look,
do we have to do that? Because their offense,
offense looked good. And Daniel Jones, yes, he still flies some balls, but I mean, there were plays to be made there on that offense, including just a bad drop. Otherwise, you know, this game is over. And he looked pretty good with his legs. I was mildly impressed with Daniel Jones last night. I'm not, you know, there's been some people that are just singing his praises. I'm not ready to go that far. I thought
didn't turn it over, right?
No, he didn't turn it over.
Aha! Uh-huh.
And he looked good running the ball. And I thought he made some nice throws.
See, Mike? I
thought that was a step in the right direction for Daniel Jones. I was here just surprised in a game of two defenses that were supposed to be good, one being elite, and it really was the offenses that that stole the show.
I feel a little bit of vindication for you guys piling all over me about the Giants last week. I'm feeling a little insecure about that. But now that the Giants come out and play well, you know what I mean? Like,
because we bet on Denver?
Yeah, you guys bet on Denver, and I was like, I'm going to spite you. I'm going to take the home underdog, the Giants, and you guys piled on me, which rightly so. You were right. I was wrong. But I was trying to make the case for the Giants, and after having, and now they're 0-2, they lost the game.
But they covered.
But after watching them last night, you know, maybe, and again, I saw some of it while we're in here. I didn't see the end of it. Maybe the Giants are okay.
I think there's.
I mean, they're not awful.
I think there's progress being made.
That's what I was saying.
Here's a headline that I saw today for Monday Morning Quarterback.
Okay.
The Giants are not just 0-2; they're also sloppy and undisciplined.
Well, that they were, because they should have won the game.
And they should have won.
This writer has some questions for Joe Judge.
But if
so, are we sure they're doing okay?
Look, I think they're getting better. If Daniel Jones does not turn the ball over, if he
they,
is,
they will be in games.
That's right. And their defense is not it's not a sieve.
No.
They need to shore up the offensive line. Daniel Jones needs to take care of the ball. And if they do that, they'll hang around in that division. Mm-hmm. That's all I was saying against Denver and Vic Fangio, who I don't think is very good. But I'd say, you know, maybe Denver's got something cooking.
Well, I will have to take a step back because I really was high on Washington at the start of the year. And I've lost 2 weeks in a row gambling on Washington. So
we got to wait till week four.
I'm just saying for the next couple of weeks, you know what? We're going to hit a pause button. I thought Washington was going to be a nice little moneymaker for me this year, that people were going to be a little soft on them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit the pause button, take another 2 weeks, and maybe revisit the Washington football team. You burned me 2 weeks in a row. I got to put you on the back burner.
All right. Well, we've got Seahawks Titans to talk about, and there are people mad online about a college football game this weekend for the dumbest reason of all time. And we'll get to that next. 4:15 on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan. Mm.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Did you hear that?
I did.
That was very sensual. Hey, so people are mad online.
Yeah, there's
that never happens.
There's a shocker. People are just mad everywhere.
Yeah, it's always funny to see what people get mad at.
I know.
You know?
Well, we got nothing else to do apparently, so we just get pissed about everything.
It is amazing how, yeah, it's amazing. It really is. It's like a great American pastime to just be upset.
Just be angry. I think it's a great human pastime. You yell and scream.
I think we're worse than some other countries, though.
Oh, I think we are, but I certainly think that there's a fair share that I've seen a lot of Russian videos. I'm looking right at you. Germany.
Wait, you're looking at me?
Well, no.
I'm not Russian.
Looking at you, Russia, just in general.
Mighty Russia. No, it's Notre Dame's playing Purdue this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And they used to play every year.
Yeah.
I guess it used to be somewhat of a rivalry, although Notre Dame probably doesn't think that.
Is this about the drum?
Yeah. Did you see this?
I did.
So this is their, I think this is their 87th meeting, but it's the first time they've played since 2014. And things have changed at Notre Dame's stadium since Purdue last played there. And I guess Purdue claims to have the world's largest drum.
Which
in their band.
I've seen the photos of it, and it certainly doesn't appear to be the world's largest. It's a large drum.
It's over 10 feet tall.
But would you, and it has to be wheeled out, would you consider that to be the world's largest drum?
It weighs over 550 pounds, which is incredible.
Wow. I see. Now that's a bit of a shocker, because I kind of thought drums were, I mean, they're hollow.
Yeah. If you showed me a picture of that and said, hey, is this the world's largest drum? I would say no.
No.
But they claim it is.
It does say right on it in big bold letters, Purdue, world's largest drum. It's a strange thing, by the way, to get all bowed up about.
They call it the Purdue big bass drum. Well, it's
is
a big...
that like world's best coffee at every coffee shop you see?
No, I kind of feel that way. But if I was Notre Dame, what I would do is I would just go build a drum that was like 6 inches taller. And then when Purdue went to roll it out, I'd be like, whatever, check it out. We got a better one right here. Yeah. Bigger. Mine would say world's largest drum, bigger than Purdue's. Give them the finger.
Well, Notre Dame will not allow them to have their drum with them when they play on Saturday tomorrow. And this will be the first time that they will not have the drum with the band since 1979.
Okay.
And they're pissed.
Yeah. And Notre Dame is saying that if I'm remembering this correctly, Notre Dame is saying it won't fit in the stadium. Is that right?
Well, Notre Dame changed. So they have restrictions on opposing teams' access to the stadium.
Okay.
It used to be that Purdue could use the same access, or the opposing team could have the same access as Notre Dame.
Sure.
So Purdue could get their drum in there. They no longer can use that portion of the stadium, and the tunnels that they are required to use are not large enough to accommodate said drum.
Huh.
And so the tunnels that are large enough to accommodate said drum, they just won't let them use them.
I was going
to
say, because there's no way that you can't fit a drum into a football tunnel. I mean,
not all the tunnels.
You have to have like ambulances that go through there.
Exactly. But so they won't let them use that tunnel. They have, this is so petty. They have stipulations, I guess. They're like, no, sorry, we can't, we changed that rule.
Did they change the rule just because of Purdue?
No, they changed it years ago. They just change how the visiting team enters the stadium. And they will not allow an exception, I think is the thing here, for Purdue to wheel in their big stupid drum.
Yeah.
That's, because they can get it in there. They've got it in there before, but not anymore.
Again, if you can, you have to be able to get an ambulance onto the field. If you can get an ambulance, you can get a drum.
So the Purdue people are like, hey, Notre Dame, we can get it in there. Just let us use, it's a unique circumstance, right?
And we don't need anyone else. We just need the four people that wheel the drum.
Yes, we just need the access to that tunnel. And they're like, no, we're Notre Dame and you're Purdue. Suck it.
Can I tell you that now that I am actively rooting for Purdue to beat?
Purdue Twitter is great on this, by the way.
To beat Notre Dame simply because of that?
Well, okay. I mean.
Oh. By the way.
Sure. I don't like Purdue, but.
Someone has pointed this out that Texas has a drum called Big Bertha. And look, just from the eyeball test, I kind of feel like that looks bigger than Purdue's big drum. And it's the same thing. It has to be on a cart and everything. Is this really, does every band have a big drum?
No. No.
Just Texas and Purdue? Look up Big Bertha in Texas and tell me if that.
Well, everything's bigger in Texas.
I know. So you've seen the picture of the Purdue drum. Now look up Big Bertha and tell me if that doesn't look.
Looks about the same size.
Yeah. Right? I actually think I think it looks bigger. So I kind of think I'm with Mike on this, that the
it's kind of the same.
This is just kind of the world's biggest or world's best coffee.
This says, the university claims Big Bertha to be the world's largest drum. Oh my God, there's controversy.
Well, yeah, so it can't.
Purdue and Texas must play.
Yeah, I see right here
and settle this.
Because Big Bertha changes, like they change the appearance of it, and I am seeing one right here that says world's biggest drum, Longhorn Band, Big Bertha. Interesting.
I'm looking at the measurements. It's not quite as big, but it's close.
It's not as big as Purdue's big drum?
It's pretty close. It says it stands 10 feet tall, which is what the Purdue one does. And it says the drum weighs more than 500 pounds, which the Purdue one weighs 565.
So we don't know.
We don't know.
Hmm.
They need to play. Well, this is what college football needs.
Also, are we not accounting for like drums made in other countries that maybe are just like a tribe of people have one that's bigger?
Other countries?
Oh,
the
wait.
World's biggest.
Hold on, man.
There are other countries?
Not college football's biggest.
I just looked it up, and Mizzou apparently has now created Big Mo.
Oh, geez.
And
who knew of these drum wars?
This is such a strange thing to fight over.
And they're doing it in response to Texas. And they said, do you hear the sound of Big Mo, Texas? This is Mizzou brand.
Yes.
So apparently Big Mo is now trumping Big Bertha. And if it trumps Big Bertha, would it not trump the Purdue? Yeah. I'm looking here. Look at Big Mo. And that does appear to be bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Big Mo.
Oh, that's way bigger.
It's a third larger.
The guy needs a ladder to get up to the top of it.
So this is all a moot point because it's not Texas. It's not Purdue. It's Mizzou.
That's right. Hot drum talk, guys.
This is, God, I love the amount of pettiness that this sort of.
Shut up.
Like college football.
Well, isn't it great?
Yeah. But remember, this was like back in the day where we couldn't afford to like pay athletes, but we can create the world's largest drum.
So you think the players are mad? All the Purdue players are like, yeah, we're going to get them. They won't let our drum in here. We're going to get a little extra chutzpah for the
I can promise Purdue. You that no one on Purdue's team gives a
Do you think they even know? The question is, do Purdue football players even know that the drum won't be there?
I'm guessing probably not.
Does half the team even know that they have a drum that size?
All I can tell you is that when I played at BYU, I knew nothing about our band. I knew nothing about our cheerleaders. Apparently, we have like a really good dance team.
Who? That would,
BYU did.
And, all those hot blondes.
Yeah, and I guess they would go perform. I don't. And that, like, I found that out like my senior. I'm like, what, we do? They're like, yeah, they perform like every halftime. I'm like, news to me. I don't know.
Do you have any gay guys in there?
I don't know. I would
probably wouldn't allow that, would you?
Well, they probably got a closeted guy or two. I mean, it goes without saying.
I'm seeing their team here. There is not a brunette among. Oh, actually, there's one.
There's like one.
There's a couple. Looks like a couple Asian gals.
For profiling purposes.
Yeah, they got it. You're Asian. Here, get in there.
The only thing I remembered is there was a guy that sat behind our bench, and he had a shirt that said Super Jew. And then he had one of those. He had the big Orthodox, like, Jewish curls, and then, like, a big Amish hat.
Was he actually Jewish?
I don't know.
Mike, are you a super Jew?
But he was.
No, I'm not.
But he was behind our bench every game. And
I'm like Jewish light.
And we kind of came to love him. Like I would high-five him.
If he's not Jewish, that's not great that's doing that. But if he is, that's cool.
Right.
That means he would be Hasidic.
Yeah, and I don't know.
I don't think a Hasidic person would label themselves super Jew and sit at a football game, though.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They're very strict.
Yeah, anyway,
and he was wearing a t-shirt as opposed to, you know, the whatever.
The robes. Yeah.
Great. So now I was supporting a hate crime. But to be fair, that was like 20 years ago and I didn't know any better. I just thought it was great.
You're a much better person.
At BYU, there was a guy there and he every game must have had season tickets.
Hey, the Cougarettes, by the way.
Yeah.
They are a juggernaut.
You better believe I clicked on the ad and it is yarmakula.com.
That's how you spell yarmaka.
I have a long, rich history with the Jewish people.
The Cougarettes just won their 20th national title.
Told you, man.
With the 2021 Dance Championship.
It was a huge deal. And yet I didn't know about it for 5 years.
Let me tell you something. They are hot.
No clue. All
right.
So I think a lot of people on the football team are kind of oblivious to anything. We did have a cheerleader once take out a starting offensive lineman, though. Rolled up into him. They were doing some sort of like basket toss or whatever, and they lost their balance and stumbled, and they rolled into one of like our starting right guard. And let's just say we never let him hear the end of that. He missed a game due to cheerleader injury. And that cheerleader had to run because one of the other linemen was trying to beat him up.
Oh, wow.
Yo, it was a big deal. We were like coming out at halftime and, you know, we were just kind of walking out or whatever. And it was pretty bad. He was on the ground. People were pretty pissed. And it was a male cheerleader. So,
oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. So there was a meeting saying that we weren't allowed to seek retribution.
We have in the news coming up next, it's flu season. You going to get a flu shot or are you anti-vax?
I'm going to need to do my own research.
What else do I have?
From Missy Elliott's cousin that their cousin in Jakarta got a flu shot and their taint swelled up to like 6 times its normal size and couldn't go to the bathroom.
I've always wanted to touch your taint. God.
And then it was a whole thing. And so, you know what? I'm going to put pause on the flu shot for right now and just wait and see.
Ivermectin news.
Ooh.
As well.
All right.
So that'll be in the news, but it'll be next. Here's Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, cruising right along here. We'll set your weekend DVR coming up for football, and Joey Harrington will join us. But right now, right meow, it is September 17, 2021. It is time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And yes, I need to correct my past statement about the flu shot.
Yeah.
I'll follow the mandate.
Are we mandating flu shots now?
Rob, I'm going to tell you one more time. I plan on following the mandate.
Now, is this some sort of religious? Are you seeking a religious exemption, Jason? Are you?
I'm following the mandate.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Just gonna follow the mandate.
So, are you gonna get the shot, or
I'm gonna follow the mandate. Gonna follow the mandate.
It is national.
Yeah, I'm not gonna talk about that right now.
And I'm gonna talk really low like this in a monotone. What is it? National what? Follow the mandate day?
No. Even better.
National Negrolovich Day.
It is National Monte Cristo Day.
Oh, I love a good Monte Cristo.
So shout out to all you Monte Cristo sandwiches out there. You don't see it much anymore.
No, but I will tell you that La Provence has an amazing Monte Cristo. And it comes with a jam that you dip it in. It is delightful.
Can confirm. Have had it before. It is quite tasty.
So good.
La Provence, underrated?
Yes.
I agree.
La Provence is legit. I have not had anything bad there. They've got a shrimp grit sort of thing that's just die for.
Their baked eggs, oh my goodness. So good.
Now I want La Provence, but I think it's only open. I don't think it's open for dinner.
They're
open for dinner.
Are they open for dinner?
There's a different menu, though.
Oh, okay.
Aren't there two of them?
Oh, there's many
more.
Yeah,
there's a bunch more.
Yeah.
There's one in Bridgeport Village.
Yep. There's one by where I used to live in Progress Ridge.
And there's one out in the Couve.
There's one on Division or Alberta, something like that.
Okay.
There's plenty.
All right.
Great croissants.
Croissant.
Great croissants. And they give you like brie cheese with it.
Yes.
And the same raspberry jam. So
Daddy.
Good.
Damn it. I'm not even hungry. And all I can think about now is eating at La Provence.
It is also National Tradesman Day. So shout out to all you tradesmen out there.
Your electric bros, you plumbers.
Yeah. I have the top five celebrities who were tradesmen before fame. Before we move on to the news.
Adam Carolla.
He's not in the top five, but yes, he was a builder.
He's a carpenter. Harrison Ford.
He's number one.
Look at that.
Made cabinets.
Why know my, carpenters turn Mugo rich celebrities?
Number two, George Harrison.
I didn't know that.
Did you know he was an electrician?
I did not.
Now you do. Number three, Sean Connery.
Really?
Sean Connery. He was a bricklayer.
I knew you were going to have to do some form of bastard Sean Connery impression. You see the beast. Well enough, Mr. Moneypenny.
Number four, Ozzy Osbourne. Trained plumber.
No.
Get out of here.
Get right the hell out of town.
You get out of here.
Someone had their crapper fixed by Ozzy Osbourne?
He was a plumber.
Boy, I wonder if someone back in the day, someone still remembers that. It's like, hey, remember that weird plumber?
Dude, hell of a plumber.
Guy's Ozzy Osbourne.
Fixed my toilet. Whoopi Goldberg.
Really?
Yeah.
What did Whoopi do?
She was a bricklayer. And she said that she would rather lay bricks than lay men for money. That's what she said.
Well, you know what? Well played.
That's true.
Although you did forget about me too. Actually, I don't know about that. Laying bricks seems awful difficult.
Men or...
You forgot the biggest one though.
Who?
Well, Jesus.
Oh. Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Biggest celebrity form that was a tradesman, Jesus.
Yeah. Flu season.
You think Jesus was a good carpenter, or you think like his dovetail was off, or
I don't know if he was or not.
Yeah, he was. You just hear that he was a carpenter. You never hear if he was any good. He was the king of kings. He could walk on water, but could he build a hutch? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they were talking to S about him there in Jerusalem.
Dude, don't hire
this guy's
guy.
Terrible. Look at this table. It's all wobbly.
Gotta put like a pack of matches underneath it. Try to balance it out.
There is a, what do you call that website where people ask it questions? Quora? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
I believe that's how you pronounce it, but who knows?
Yeah, this is one of those that you
see. It also doesn't really matter.
Well, I just found out, not too long ago that, what is it, the VRBO?
Verbo.
It's Verbo. I saw this VRBO.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you hear a commercial, I'm like, oh, Verbo. All
right. The Quora, or however you pronounce it, somebody asked that question, how good of a carpenter was Jesus? This is something they never tell you.
Yeah. With the fact that they don't mention it leads me to believe he was a garbage carpenter. Because wouldn't you think, there's a lot of praise in the book for Jesus, and rightfully so, right? But you would think that if he was an excellent carpenter, wouldn't they put that in there at some point? The fact that they omitted it from it leads me to believe a little shaky on the carpentry.
Yeah, some person answered, possibly not very skilled. It is actually likely that he wasn't a carpenter at all. What? He was fond of drawing lessons from real life in his preaching, so how often does he talk about carpentry or woodworking? Not at all.
Maybe he was ashamed of his previous profession and just wanted to leave it out.
Yeah, that he wasn't very good.
Or that he was a carpenter at all.
Like when I talk about my grocery store career. Not proud of it.
Not a career.
Well, it was. It was my career before radio. Assistant manager at an Albertsons. I'm proud of my lobster races. I don't think that company did very well, at least that store when I was in charge.
Well, the experts are saying that with the kids going back to school and we are going to shows and games and big groups, that the flu will be here this season.
This is
unlike last season.
I have not been sick in 2 years. It's the healthiest I've ever been.
Yeah, I think most people are saying that because of masks.
Yeah.
And
you're not around as many
social
people.
Distancing.
I had that one cold a month ago that really knocked me on my ass, but that was the first time I was sick in 2 years, and I feel like my body was what's going on?
Yeah.
How do I fight? Oh, I have to fight things. Okay. All right.
Last time I was sick was December. Major sick was flu 2018, December. And that's when I binged Game of Thrones.
I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I was out for a week.
I was really sick.
But that was it.
I was really sick the December before COVID hit. Like, and that's why I always wondered.
That was like 2019.
Yeah. So I always wonder, like, if I had it, because that was as sick as I've been.
You had the COVID.
I don't know.
You had the Rona.
I got really, but it wasn't a thing until, like, whatever it was, like February, March, but then we found out it was circling around. So I don't know.
So they say cases of the flu will be on the rise. Should we get vaccinated? Yes. Here we go again. You anti-vaxxers. Although there are a lot of people that don't get the flu shot, you know.
I get the flu shot every year.
I do too.
I get it, but you know what?
It also kind of sometimes works and sometimes doesn't.
They always say the flu shot's like 30% effective or something.
I take every shot my doctors, but I'm like, you know what? Just line it up. Like, when I played, I'm like, I don't know. Just
give me... you trust doctors?
I'm like, give me four of those. I don't know.
You fool.
You're supposed to do your own research, not listen to your doctor.
You gotta go on Facebook first.
I do zero research on it. If my doctor says that I need something, I'm like, you know what? It's good enough for me.
Let's Put it go. In me, doctor.
Let's go. Give me sick. Like, when I'm sick, he just shows up and he's like, I'm gonna give you a shot of something. I don't know what it is, but he gives me a shot of something and then some pills and then I feel better. I don't know.
The efficacy of the flu vaccine... it ranges every year.
Between
30% and 60%.
They try to guess the strain,
right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's between 30% and 60%. Whereas the COVID efficacy, they're saying is what, 85% or something?
But then like if you're if you get it, you're not gonna end up going to the hospital or dying. Like you have like almost unless you have like some sort of massive underlying condition, but. You know,
I have ivermectin news. You know the wonder drug, yes. Ivermectin.
Yes, the Joe Rogan.
Cure all.
Joe Rogan.
Rogan took it. Yeah. Yep.
He took he was one of those guys too, and I don't disagree with this. He threw like 19 different things at it.
Well, didn't Trump too?
Yeah.
Old Trumpy. Yeah. Remember that guy?
Dude, if you've got that, why not throw everything in the kitchen sink at it?
So we'll get to that next. Okay, guys. Okay, guys.
You're okay.
I think I had a mild stroke.
You got ivermectin, do you?
Can I get some ivermectin, please? It is 447 on the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, I was reading this about the coronavirus vaccine versus the flu shot vaccine or the flu vaccine.
Well, now you pissed off vaccine, anti-vaccine bro, and Jesus bro. So
again?
Again!
God, they are so angry.
So defensive.
The coronavirus vaccine and the flu shot use different technologies, but the COVID shot is far more effective at preventing severe disease along with hospitalization and death.
Don't tell Nicki Minaj that.
Experts suspect the vaccine technologies developed during the pandemic will be used to improve existing vaccines, such as the flu shot.
Oh, look at that. Well,
this mRNA stuff is really, really good, and it's going to help us moving forward, the fact that we were able to kind of get going on it.
This is where I pretend to know.
Me being a doctor, I agree.
Yeah, this is where I pretend to agree with you and be like, oh, yeah, yeah.
The doctor in me agreed.
I've just read articles that, like, because they were doing research on this type of vaccine for many, many years, and it was almost kind of lucky that it was so close to ready when COVID hit. because now this is kind of how vaccines will move forward in the future.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do this.
Once again.
And the doctors know what they're talking about. So.
You do what you want to do. Just give them to me all. I want all the shots. Let's go.
Put it in him.
Yes. I've been, whatever you just.
Ivermectin news.
Throw a pig heart in there while you're at it. Kind of seems rock and roll.
You want to do a Skittle? Or the Skittles?
Yeah.
Is that what the kids do? They just mix the pills up and see what happens? That seems legit. God.
When we used to play, it was, I can't believe like more people did. Well, that doesn't mean we don't have long-term side effects. But man, when we played, I can't tell you the number of pills and different stuff that we took that I had no idea. Right? Someone was like, I don't know, I had back surgery, or you want to take one of these? They'd come up and down the airplanes afterwards and just hand you stuff, or, you know, vitamins and all that. I do so enjoy how we all pretend that we have like this great understanding of everything we're putting into our body. I ate a Jack in the Box like 3 weeks ago. I can assure you I have no idea what was in that cheeseburger meal.
This is why I trust my doctors. Okay? If they say it's good, I'm good. Why? Because they know.
Yeah, they don't know squat.
They're trained.
Whatever, so am I.
Since the beginning of August, 5 Oregonians have been hospitalized due to their misuse of the potent anti-parasitic drug ivermectin.
All right. But a lot of people.
Well, you don't
have,
seem too.
Or as I like
concerned.
To call it, horse paste.
But that's a thing.
Horse paste.
Yeah, but that's. I don't know.
Listen to you.
Look, I.
Say this, nothing at all.
I'm not going to say anything because it's only going to inflame an already, big ass hemorrhoid on the ass of society.
Okay.
It's just ridiculous.
By the way, the What are you trying to say?
No, I'm not saying.
Why
anything.
Are you censoring yourself?
I'm not saying.
Are
anything.
You scared of pissing people off?
Give
Don't
me
be.
The Toradol. Give it to me. Well, it's a disingenuous argument on both sides.
What is? What are you
it's
talking about?
It's a disingenuous argument to call it horse paste when it's been used in humans safely for years and
that
years.
That is exactly
years.
Right.
It is a very funny name, though, which is why I call it horse paste.
And it's disingenuous.
But wait. Let's stop there, and then you present the other side. But you're exactly right that ivermectin, see, the media wants to tell you that it's a horse, it's for horses, and it is used
it
that
can.
Way, but there is a human grade yes. ivermectin, and it has been used for a long time. And there are some, especially there's one guy here in Portland who's blowing up nationally because he is an ivermectin backer.
Yeah.
And his point is they will never approve ivermectin even though they've seen that it could be effective against COVID. They will never approve it because they don't want a treatment that works. They want big money, Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer, Moderna
vaccine.
To make all the money because, you know, for obvious reasons. So there you get into the conspiracy theory of ivermectin. But you're right. There is human-grade ivermectin. It's not as if people are just taking stuff off of the horse shelves and shoving it in their horse
some
butt.
Some people are, and that's the problem.
That's my point.
And that's why they're hospitalized.
If you're an idiot and you're doing that, then that's on you. But if you want to take a drug that's been approved and is and that it's been used for and it's
but
like
it's
a,
not been approved FDA what
for
COVID
this, but
that there are some people that believe that that's by design and I don't know. I'll leave you to debate that. What was the other side of it though?
Now I forget. What was the other side of it? What you were just saying is that you can't just go all willy-nilly and like you go pull something off the shelf.
Yeah.
But if you talk to your doctor or you're like, hey, yeah, well, I don't know if this works or not. There haven't been any long-term studies, but there's some people that think this could work. And this is what I said about throwing everything out. If I got COVID and there are, you know, and there's 8 different treatments that have been proven safe, and my doctor tells me, I don't know, one of these may be able to help you. I don't understand why we freak out at people wanting to take a different approach or wanting to, I don't know, throw different things at it. I don't understand. That's why I said I think both sides are kind of disingenuous when it comes to that. But that's where we're at now, that you can't have...
I hate you!
We can't have any sort of, like, rational discourse or critical thought. We just have to yell and scream like the old men from the Muppets at one another.
According to the Oregon Health and Science University, you know that, OHSU, right down here by us. We party right next to OHSU.
Yes.
The Oregon Poison Center managed 25 cases of Oregonians intentionally misusing the drug between August 1 and September 14. 5 led to hospitalizations. 2 of those patients are in ICU.
Yikes.
There is no clinical data to support the use of ivermectin against COVID. The Oregon Poison Center urges people to only use scientifically proven and FDA-approved methods to combat the coronavirus, such as vaccination. Both the FDA and Merck, a company that makes ivermectin for human use, have said there is no scientific data that supports its use for the COVID. And yes, for those saying, well, Merck is big, big drug. Yes, but I think what they're saying is what they were always talking about, the differences between a vaccine and a treatment. And if you already are making something that is a treatment, you're not going to make the money off of that than you will from a new vaccine specifically for this that you are now disseminating millions upon millions upon millions of times across the world, right?
Billions.
Billions.
I think there's over a billion.
How many did they make?
I think there's been over a billion people vaccinated.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We're up to over a billion.
I believe we are.
All right. Let's all make out.
Lick some doorknobs?
Yeah. The guy at Starbucks would not hold my cup today. I had my refill, my Yeti mug thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here, fill this up. And he's like, sir, I can't touch that. I'm like, oh, Jesus. All right. I had to put it in another cup that he could carry, that he touched.
Oh, all right. Well,
that's where we're at on this. I'm like, all right, man.
Hey, man, whatever floats your boat.
Whatever your policies are. That is in the news. Pray for us. Hot 5 at 5 is next, followed by Setting Your Weekend DVR, followed by Joey Harrington, followed by The Club on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.